You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. WNYC used data from the New York City Police Department to map all street stops by police that resulted in the recovery of a gun last year. Out of 685,000 stops in 2011, about 770 guns were recovered. That means only about 0.1% of all stops result in the seizure of a gun. And as WNYC's Elsa Chang reports, if you map where those guns are found, they're not turning up where police are conducting the most stop and frisks.
Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly both say the main purpose of stop and frisks is to get guns off the street. But WNYC's map shows an interesting pattern. We located all the hot spots where stop and frisks are concentrated in the city and found that most guns were recovered on people outside those hot spots, meaning police aren't finding guns where they're looking the hardest and where they're devoting the most resources. Take a small area in the East Concourse section of the Bronx, where each block typically sees fewer than 100 stops a year. Police found 25 guns right there. But scoot over to a section in Hunts Point, where each block sees hundreds of stops a year, and it turns out police only found 2 guns there. The same pattern happens in Manhattan and Brooklyn. In a small area in Flatbush, where blocks see fewer than 100 stops, police found 10 guns total on people. But go north to a section that saw thousands of stops, and it turns out police found only 1 gun through a stop and frisk. So what does this pattern mean? Well, it depends on who you talk to. Police critics say the map just proves cops don't know where to look for guns and are making excessive, suspicionless stops. But commanding officers within the NYPD tell WNYC it's evidence that stop and frisk is working. They say people aren't carrying guns in the places they most expect to get stopped by police. That's deterrence. And these cops say the map shows they're still finding guns in high crime areas, maybe just not on the specific blocks that happen to be saturated with police. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.